Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are going in depth into this review today. If you caught yesterday's show, you know that we aren't talking about the new Wuthering Heights, or if you're on our YouTube channel, you can see the poster right over here on the side, and you may notice it's a little steamier than the poster from 1939, but I would hope so after 87 years, but we're going to get into that here in just a minute. I want to say, before we even get into anything with the trailer or any of that, that this movie is getting a guilty rating. I will go a little bit more into that here in just a few minutes. But yeah, this one, if you are expecting a story that is true to the original Emily Bronte novel, then there's parts of this movie that you will appreciate, and there's parts of this movie for true purists of the novel that are going to be going, huh? Just because this one took a lot of liberties with the story in a lot of different ways, between the passion and the pain and just some of the situations that are seen here in the movie. It's going to be a difficult watch for some, but it's going to be a very sensual watch for many others. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, is it going to this direction? Well, honestly, the story kind of goes a little bit 50 Shades of Grey, because it really kind of crosses that boundary and into the forbidden, or quote unquote unforbidden love, in a lot of different ways. And it's going to make some viewers very uncomfortable. When I went to see this in the theater, like everybody else, it was almost sold out. And there were a few people that got up and walked out, but vastly, people were mostly in tears at the end. It's a love story that will break you in a lot of different ways. And if you are into the passionate, painful love stories, then this is going to be one that you're probably going to want to check out. But before you decide, I hope you stick with me on this adventure. We're going to jump over to the trailer on this one, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the movie.
What should you do, Heathcliff, if you were rich?
Suppose I do what all rich men do. Live in a big house. Cruel to my servants. Take a wife.
A wife? What wife?
Heathcliff.
You're not enough. Not for her.
Now, if you have watched this to this point with me, or even if you are just listening, you can kind of get the feel of the passion that is in this trailer and the chemistry between the characters. Now, I don't typically focus on the Hollywood gobbledygook, and I'm not going to start now, but I will say that I believe this is the performance of Margot Robbie's career. That's going a long ways with that.
Mr. Lind asked me to marry him. Heathcliff is gone. You must accept it.
A love story literally to defy the ages. This one is, it's been almost 100 years since we first saw this movie. There's been a few other of the Wuthering Heights movies, which I will try to get around to reviewing in the upcoming weeks. But I thought I would start with the original and then come to the newest one with this. And like I said, this one is not for those of the tame at heart or those of a sensitive persuasion.
Why did you betray your own heart?
Where is the obstacle?
Here. our souls are made of is mine not the same?
I will not stand for that fiend. I will have you near.
Did you think it would stop me? Kiss me, and let us both be damned.
Like I said, this one just opened this weekend, last weekend on that, and it's just been, this one has been an adventure for sure. Just because, if you couldn't tell from the trailer, it takes sensual up an entire other level, not to the level of pornography, but it's really close. And I mean really close on some of these. And the fact that it shows self-indulgence, if you can kind of get my drift on that, wink, wink. and then it also shows the passion, but you get the pain and everything here. But then there is some domestic abuse things that are going on here. There are some other scenes that are going to make you very uncomfortable. There is a scene with the slaughtering of an animal and just some other things that are not going to be for the widest of audiences on something like this. What we see here is, though it is inspired by the Emily Bronte novel, it is quite a bit different than the story. There are big pieces from the 1939 movie that are not covered here that I feel could have really added a lot to the story. We get to see them escaping to their castle in the previous one. And if you've seen it, you know what I mean. If you haven't seen it, you may be a little bit confused. But again, no spoilers ever here. And in this one, we don't get to see that side of it. And where this one ends, it's like you're just kind of left. It's like, okay, you feel all of the emotions that are happening, the good and the bad, and you're just caught up in this. And okay, yes, this is an absolute chick flick from beginning to end. If a guy is going to this, it's not probably voluntarily. This one is a full-on chick flick. And because it's done very, like I said, it's done in a very similar way to the 50 Shades of the powerful, sensual man that is in love with the maiden, Kathy, in this one. And it's what he does to make her fall in love with him. But she doesn't, and he doesn't have to do anything because she's already in love with him. But then when she chooses something else, but yet she can't help but choose him. So it's a very twisted love story in that way. And like I said, full on chick flick. Like, you can't look at this any other way on that. So, like I said, I'm giving this a guilty rating just because of the content, just because of the way some of this is done. For the podcast image, all I did was square it off. That's literally all I did, is I just kind of grabbed the square out of it and I played around with the height and stuff a little bit because I didn't want to cut off too much of the characters. But back to the regular poster. There we go. Sorry about that. Is this the one that you're going to be checking out? Did you already see this? Are you planning on seeing this? I would love to know your opinions on it. Is this something that you would take your younger self to? It's like, honestly, I didn't check the MPAA rating on this, but I hope it's R just because of some of the content that's in this one. It might be PG-13. I should probably look that up real quick. I can't believe I didn't look that up before I watched this. I know, shame on me. Just pulling up some of the stuff on my phone, just going to IMDb, like probably the rest of you would on that. Let's see, Wuthering has WU. Also, I can type. How many of you have that problem? It's like where you're just going to go type something and your brain and your fingers don't match up. Oh, yeah, this is rated R, so that is a good thing. But yes, like I said, it's passionate. You're going to get drawn in. As somebody who likes romance and stuff like that, I was drawn into the story, but I could see how a lot of, like, this is not going to be a story for everybody. This is not going to be a story for purists of the novel. This is not going to be a story for stuff like that. But for dates, for college age, young 20s, 30s females, they are going to be captivated by this. Maybe some a little bit older. But it does have a limited audience just based on the changes that have been made to it. Now, saying that, what do you think that puts my score at? Some of you might be pretty close there. Some of you might be pretty close. And I'm going to kind of surprise a few people here, but just because the way that it's done, and mind you, it's done beautifully. Don't get me wrong there. It's done beautifully, but being done with so much passion and the way that it's done like that, it limits the audience a little bit, and it does turn it from a beautiful story into a chick flick. And okay, maybe the original book was a little bit of a chick flick too, but at least the 1939 movie could be, I mean, it wasn't overly a chick flick, so I can appreciate that. But the Wuthering Heights 2026, and I know I'm going to get roasted for this a bit, but I am giving this a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Story-wise, beauty-wise, things like that, it probably needs an 8, but it's just not a wide enough audience to cover a score quite that high. So that is the only reason I'm doing that. Now, you're probably looking back at some of my old reviews like, hey, wait a minute, you gave Deadpool a much higher score and that was inappropriate. And, I debated that. I really did. But it's just because of some of the lines this crosses with the domestic abuse. I mean, what Deadpool was meant to be satire. It was meant to be comedy. This one is meant to be sensual. And so just because of that, it just does limit that a little bit further. So whether or not you agree with me or not, I invite the criticism on that because it's like, I know I'm going to get it already. But as always, I hope this helps, especially if this is one that you've been considering. So as always, it's an adventure here with Movie Deputy as I take you into these in-depth interrogations and why I score things and talk about things the way that I do. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you hit that button and turn on those notifications so you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. But until later, guys, bye-bye.